Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
we receive revelation that is found in the written word. This evening, our eyes view Jesus even as he sees us himself. As regards contending for the faith, our eyes are much more open and we war a good warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're looking at contending for the faith. And I want to round up today. Amen. I want to round up today, man. We have a couple of things to look at as we get prepared for CRC. Hallelujah. CRC is around the corner. So, we're looking at contending for the faith. We're looking at a couple of things. But I'll take us through some of those things we'll be looking at, and then we'll try and round up this volume. I'll like to title it Volume 1, and then we'll pick it up again during CRC and round up after CRC. Amen?
So it's just around the believer's life, contending for the faith.
Matthew 28.
Everybody?
Matthew 28.
From verse 18. Matthew 28 from verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, saying, all authority. Okay, you're waiting for this. Open your Bible. Let's go together.
Open your Bible. Matthew 28. Hallelujah. My Bible is in Matthew 28. Sorry. Glory to God. Matthew 28. From verse 18.
And Jesus came and said to them, saying, all power. That's the word there, exousia. Authority. All power has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go ahead therefore and make disciples.
Watch that word. And make disciples. Let me read from the Old King James. Go therefore and teach all nations. Hallelujah. And you say that's the word disciples. Teach all nations. It says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, I've told you that verse 19 is not water baptism. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at verse 20. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you all. Mark that word, I am. That is an emphasis we will lay in this beginning of the year. An emphasis we will lay in the writer. It says, I am with you all. I will say that word, I am, is the word egoemai in the Greek. Egoemai is a word used for God in Israel. A name. That word here, I am, is a name for God. I am. So, Jesus says, I am with you always. So that name, I am, Ego am I, is a name reserved for God. It's not a name you use anyhow.
It's not cheeky.
No.
Amen. It's a name reserved for God.
It's not a sentence. No, it's a name for God. Amen. And I want to take you back again to Exodus chapter 12. When Moses asked God, Exodus 12, Exodus chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Now, Moses asked God, who will I tell the children of Israel sent me? And God said to him, tell them I am that I am. Is his name. Amen?
He says, I am that I am.
Hiya.
Amen? He said, tell them, I am, have sent thee.
So, God's name is I am.
What are you saying?
God's name is I am.
He said, tell them, I am, have sent thee.
Glory to God. So, is the name is that for God. When you get to John chapter 8, verse 52, Jesus told them, before Abraham was, I am. And they picked up stones to stone him. Why did they pick up stones to stone Jesus? He wasn't talking about age there. Because if you read from verses 49 to 50 and 51, they had that argument about age. And they told him, are you up to 50? How would you say you have seen Abraham? Did you see that? So that is settled. He now said, before Abraham was, I am. They picked up stones. Why would they pick up stones? Because for him to use the word I am, that is the word ego am I, a name reserved for God, he said he is the God of Abraham. And they picked up stones. They said, that is heresy. How can you, who is man, say you are God? Did you see that? That was
a major reason they actually killed Jesus was he claimed to be God. And that is the fact of the gospel.
Amen. That's the fact of the gospel. Jesus is not a kind of God. Jesus is not a kind of a prophet. Jesus is God.
Hallelujah.
A denial of Jesus as God is not Christianity.
Who are you following?
Jesus is God. It's not a look like God. No, Jesus is God. So when he says, I am with you always, he's confirming the fact that he is the God of Israel. He's the God of Genesis to Malachi. Hope you're following me. Undisputed.
Hallelujah.
Hope you're following me. So he now says, is with you. Now that is with you there also is a fact of salvation. In salvation, the Savior is found with the delivered. Hope you're hearing me. The Savior is found with the delivered. Those who he saved, he will be found with them. It's a, like, for example, hop, just look up here. Maybe these people are in, she is the king of this kingdom. And he is the king of this kingdom. Listen, now, before you can use the word salvation, there must be a kingdom fight. Amen? So, here the king of this kingdom overthrew or won this battle against this king.
Okay, so you'll say I'm this attacker.
She won him.
That doesn't make you a Spanish.
Okay, she won him. Hallelujah. Now in winning him, you know, everybody here becomes the people he has what delivered. Or everybody here becomes subject to her.
Hallelujah.
So what will she do? To show that she has conquered this nation will be part of this nation. And who will now be the king over them all?
She is the king over them all.
Okay, following. That is, so that makes her the savior. Why can't they say that? Because she must be found with them. She can't say, I have saved them and I am watching over this territory on internet. No! She must be found amongst them. Okay, following. Amen? So Jesus says, I am with you. He's saying God is with you. Is that a reality of the scripture? Emphatically, yes. Amen. Go back to Israel.
When Israel was delivered from Egypt, remember I told you the fact of our salvation, what event points to it?
The children of Israel coming out of Egypt.
Did you see that?
Amen. So what is that fact? They came out of Egypt and what happened? God was in their midst. Ephesians 25, he says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst them. Did you see that? So God's plan is to dwell amongst them. Hope you're following that.
Amen.
So when Jesus says, I am with you, he then means Jesus is not just making a fact that he is the God of the Old Testament books. He's also saying he is the Savior of the whole world.
Jesus is saying, I am the Savior of the whole world.
Amen. Amen. Then we went further to say, he now says in verse 20, teaching them. I didn't touch Mark, but let's leave Mark for today. We're around enough. Hallelujah. We have a lot to look at. So when he says teaching them there, we said that what teaching them was implied by Bible interpretation, right? Revelation, but actually Genesis to Malachi. That would be Bible interpretation. Amen. Amen. It will be from the Genesis. And I said, that is how Bible was structured for us to know it. Bible was not structured for you to read and know it on your own. No. Bible was structured so that you will be taught. Amen. Bible was structured, the way Bible was designed is so that you will be taught. Even Jesus was taught scripture. Luke 2, Luke 4. Jesus was taught scripture. Assured us it. Hallelujah. So Jesus' knowledge of scripture was not divine. When I mean divine, he didn't come from the sky. No. Jesus' knowledge of scripture was that he was taught. What are you following? He was taught. Amen? If Jesus just be just happen inside his head, bam, bam, ah, ah. No, Jesus have to go through the moment.
Hallelujah.
Something I'm going to teach you on salvation shortly, on soteria. Amen. Now some things that, no now. Amen? Glory to God. Amen. What is divine? He was just normal. Oh, glory to God.
I love when you get to read the Bible, you appreciate God for all what He has done. Amen. It will always lead to worship. Great God subjected Himself to a man just to save man. You know, that is the height of, you know, that big deity. That's why people say, it can be God. What are they doing? Because when they have a God, God wants something, or if he just say you are dead and you are gone, then that is God. Somebody even say God is the one controlling the war between Ukraine and Russia. He say, can't you tell me back that God is not there? I say, God isn't there. He say, but God is not there. God's hand is not there.
Are you trying to tell me that God did not know that Adam and Eve will eat the tree? God didn't.
Say no.
I said God didn't. Amen. You think God already knows how you're going to die?
No,
it's not in God's purview.
Hallelujah. How about what we call it? So great, but yet He subjected Himself
and gave man option. How about great God? Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
So let us go. We have a lot to look at today, so I have to be fast. Okay. So we say in Bible interpretation, you know, since it's teaching there, that means the local church is a Bible interpreter's class. That's what I said. Should I be fast like this? The way I was last week, yeah. Okay. The local church is a Bible interpreter's class. What do we do in Bible interpreter's class?
We seek to find, when you read the scripture, you seek to find what was in the mind of the writer when they wrote.
We needed to know what was in Moses' mind. What was in the mind of Joshua when he was writing? Lo and behold, Joshua is not on the scene. Moses is not on the scene. We are left with what they wrote. Hallelujah. So, but yet, we still need to ask what was in their mind when they wrote.
Therefore, we came up with three principles.
And we say, one, a word cannot mean today what it never meant when the writer wrote it. Amen. So that means I must not read word in my word. My old man today will not be old man of God.
Did you hear? I must not read word in my word.
Just for example, I saw something I taught you in 2019, but I bring it again. When you say, I know I hear people sing, lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift His eye for the world to see. For He said, if I be lifted above the earth, I would draw men unto me.
Lift Jesus, now let's lift Jesus high.
No, that is a wrong song.
Yeah?
Why? Can't you lift Jesus higher? Yes, but lift in your world is not lift in His world. Amen? When Jesus said, if I be lifted, He's saying, if I die. Amen? So when you now say to you, are you trying to kill Jesus again? Hope you are saying it. So you must read the word in your world. So when you hear the word lift, the question you ask is, we're going to look at another word today, evil. What is evil? Amen. Not, we're going to take a little, but whatever, today.
Now, you know that evil is not called a person, evil is called a thing.
Amen?
That's what you're going to say.
Amen? So you have to look at words first in their world. Hope you're following me. Words first were in their world. So when Jesus says lift, it means death. So can you now think, I lift Jesus higher. You killed him. Hope you're following me. So he was used Bible words, Bible way. So lift is for killing. Hope you're following me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Lovely song. That's why I usually tell you there are songs I like to sing, but I can't sing
them
anymore.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Oh, lift Him high for the world to see. Okay, two. Another principle we develop is that you must allow scripture to interpret itself. Right? Do not take a word out of scripture and give it anything. If you take a word out of its context, you can give it any meaning. So a word is vulnerable outside its context. And I said,
you don't use dictionary. Dictionary does not define words. No. Dictionary only gives you ways in which words can be used. Hallelujah. A definition of words will be found in its context. For example, the use of the word cup of tea. You know, in a context, and when I tell you this is your cup of tea, and I'm showing you coffee and milk, I'm telling you that is your cup of tea, right? But if in another context, cup of tea will mean that is your business. Amen.
So you cannot just say cup of tea means a liquid. No, you have to read it in context. So context should define words. Amen. So you don't take a word out of its context.
Don't take a word out of its context and buy it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. So, thirdly, we now say when a figure of speech is used, always look out for what does it point to.
What does the figure of speech point to?
The figure of speech must point to something. What is it pointing to? So when a statement is impossible, a figure of speech is intended. And we'll look at a couple of things.
But here, eat the tree. You don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Are you thinking the tree is apple?
Then you have a problem. Somebody said one time, he said, how I wish Adam did not eat apple. How do you know it was apple?
Well, yeah, but we'll be able to sort that out, right? So we said, well, yeah, tree of life, you have to read it in context. That every man that is born into this world is offered of the same options like Adam and Eve. Right? So Adam and Eve in that context are archetypes for every man. Every man has that option of a tree of life or a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil is curse. The tree of life is blessing. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is sin. The tree of life is faith in Christ. Is that what we said? Amen.
Amen. So the word tree of life there's no tree that gives life. So that is a figure of speech. What is it pointing to? Hallelujah. Very vital. So we began looking at the word fight. Fight. Fight.
I would say in the Old Testament book there are a whole lot of warfare. There are a whole lot of fight.
The same way too in the New Testament section of your Bible or in the epistles will find the word fight. Jesus used the word fight also. Fight. Now, Jesus used the word fight. But Jesus' use of fight is different from the fight they fought in the Old Testament books. Yet, we're not going to discredit their fight. Amen. They won a lot of physical fight. But I said, now, the Goliath of Philistine, what is that? The Goliath of Gath will no longer be Goliath of Gath in the epistles. But will he still be there? He will still be there. Goliath will no longer be a physical Goliath, but it's not being activity. Was that what we said? Hallelujah! You'll find Jericho in activities. You'll find the Syrians, the Assyrians, the Amalekites, they are still in the book of Ephesians. They are still in the book, they are still in the epistles. But now, not physical, but it's a spiritual fight. Was that what we said? Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles with me. In Ephesians chapter 6. So there's a fight. Ephesians 6 here. Look at what Paul said in verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. I'm coming there now. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, we're not yet there. The wiles of the enemy. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness. This is that of this world.
Mark the word of this world. We'll come to see that. So it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
When you say flesh and blood there, he means we do not wrestle human beings. Amen? We do not wrestle human beings. Our warfare is not against man. No. But against principalities and powers. So when it says principalities and powers, he expects you to see this way in Ephesians 2:2 that walks in the sons of disobedience. Did you see that? Ephesians 2:2. Is that? Okay, following me. So that means the principalities and powers will have they will walk through men also. But yet we don't rescue the men. Okay, following me. We don't rescue the men. Yet we'll rescue principalities and powers that function through men. Now, and I told you that you must understand the operation of the devil.
God is omnipresent. Satan is not omnipresent.
But yet, he walks through men. So men are his agents. So when an unbeliever gets to know something about you, Satan knows it. Doesn't mean Satan was there to him.
What the point of it is?
Amen? That's why tell people, mind what you say out to people. We're getting there. Hallelujah. So we said when he said it's not against flesh and blood, it means not against physical people. Right? So the fight is not a physical fight, it's a spiritual fight. Amen. It does not involve a physical instrument.
2 Corinthians 10:4.
Are you there? It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Did you see that? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty in God. So that means how we engage in this warfare is not through carnal means. You can't tell me you spray perfume so that demons will run. How are you normal? How can you say that? I see someone said they were burning candles. Burning candles, so when evil spirits perceive the candle, evil spirits will run. Are you okay? Evil spirits will perceive candles. Evil spirit, candle. What is the correlation? Say smoke. Sometimes I want if you are a graduate, you should collect your certificate and give you back your school fees. Because you are a disgrace to your school. How can you say that? Amen? So they will spray perfume. Demons will be running away. Perfume. The Bible already gave a disclaimer. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. They are not carnal. Carnal means they are not physical. Amen? They are not physical. That is to say, they don't have, you don't use, you imagine somebody waking up and carrying a knife. So what are you doing? I'm fighting spiritual warfare. Some people, their problem has been Nollywood, especially epic. Yeah, epic and African magic. Yoruba, that is their problem. Yeah, when a demon that is supposed to be a spirit is opening curtains, you know, there's a problem. A demon is running and he's sweating and the father is screaming. This is the problem. A demon is knocking. Come. Who is knocking? Demon. Amen. It's just African magic. No, there is nothing magic in reality. Come on. Some people say, I want to fight battle tonight, and they hold their Bible like this. Spiritual sword. Bible. Even the Bible is not an instrument for warfare. It's physical. It's anywhere Satan is just with Holy Ghost and have something. So Satan is fire, is giving you fireball. You are being a duke with your own Bible. Come on. It's too much Game Boy that's worrying you. Don't do that. Anyway, because you watched it. When a person does his Bible like this, there's fire coming out from the Bible, fireball. And he's eating Amadioha. And he says, I'll carry my Bible. It's magic you are watching. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That is, they don't carry, they are not physical in nature. Hallelujah. Amen. They are not physical in nature, but they are mighty in God. Say they are mighty in God. Hallelujah. Say our weapons are mighty in God. Hallelujah. So we're coming there. So they are not carnal. They are not carnal rather. Rather they are spiritual. So it's a spiritual fight. Now there's a mindset I need you to have. Amen. We'll fight. Hallelujah. But you know, this fight is not a fight where we are looking for victory. No. It's a fight where we are already coming victorious. We know the outcome before the start. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We already know the outcome. Because we came in victorious. Glory to God. How is that wonderful? Look at 1 John 5, verse 4. 1 John 5. Okay, let's start from... let's start from 1 John... 1 John 2. Let's go start from 1 John 2. Verse 13 into 14. 1 John 2, 13 into 14. It says, I write to you fathers, because ye have known him that is of the beginning. I write to you young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Did you see that? He have done what? Ye have overcome. Watch this sentence. It's not saying you will overcome. Say ye have overcome the wicked one. I write to you children because ye have known the Father. I've written to you fathers because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I've written to you young men because ye are strong and the word of God abides in you. And ye have overcome the wicked one. Did you see that? Amen.
Ye have overcome the wicked one. Ye have overcome the wicked one.
When it says wicked one there, that is the word in the Greek, poneros. Poneros. It's a word used for activity. Evil. Evil. A word used for evil. Activity. Activity. Let's flow together. Matthew 5:11 quickly. Matthew 5:11. Let's see the use of that word. Matthew 5:11. Are you in verse 11? I read. It says, blessed are ye, men. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil. Did you see that? And say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name. Is it activities? Let activities? Okay. Look at verses 37. Chapter 5:37. It says, let your communication be ye. Yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than this cometh evil. Is it a person or an activity? Activity. Did you see that? Hallelujah. 39. It says, for I say to you, that ye resist not evil, but whatsoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to the other also. Now, it says, that ye resist not evil. This is that evil there is activity, not a person. What activity? It also is used for a person too, but it's activity most of the time. John 3:19. John 3:19. It says, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Is that activities? Is it activities? Emphatically, yes. So let me run through some other scriptures for you. John 7:7. John 7:7. John 17:5. Romans 12:9. 1 Corinthians 5:11-13. Galatians 1:4. Colossians 1:21. I take those ones again. John 7:7. John 17:5, Romans 12:9, 1 Corinthians 5:11-13, Galatians 1:4, Colossians 1:21. Hallelujah. So, we already know the outcome. We are already victorious. Hallelujah. Ye have overcome. So, we are already victorious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 4, look at John 16:33. It says, This has spoken to you that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Did you see that? What Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So Jesus has overcome the world. Mark that word, word there. We'll get to see that shortly. He said, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. The word overcome there is the word nikao. The same word you find in 1 John 2, where we said, you have overcome the evil one. Amen. Or you have overcome evil. Now he says, that word nikao, N-I-K-A-O, is the word used for subject. To subdue. When you have that word kabash in the Hebrew. To subdue. You have overcome. To subdue. To overcome. Let's run a few commentary on that word to overcome. In Romans 12:12, something we'll see shortly as we progress. Romans 12:12, look at what it says. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instantly in prayers. That's it. Okay, it says, distributed to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. It says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. It says, rejoice with them who rejoice, and weep with them who weep. It says, be of the same mind towards one another. Mind not high things, but be considered to men. Okay. Verse 17, sorry. Romans 12, 17. Look at verse 17. It says, recompense no man evil for evil. You see that? Recompense no man evil for evil. That's activity. Right?
Yeah.
So provide things with honest in the sight of men. If possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 21. It says, be not overcome. That's the word, nikao. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Mark that word. We're coming to see that too. And it was referring to activities there. He said you overcome evil activities with what? Good. The word good there is the word proper. What is proper? With what is proper. So, we can put it this way. You overcome evil activities with proper activities. Amen. Take note of that. We're going to come to it shortly. That is the same word to subdue. Amen. In 1 John 4:4, that word comes again, to overcome. 1 John 4:4. Come here with me. 1 John 4 verse 4. It's a year of God, little children, and have overcome them. Do you see that? Year of God, little children, and have overcome them. Say, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say, they are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 5, verses 4. It says, whatsoever, 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Did you see that? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Did you see that? Amen. So that means the believer is not trying to overcome. The believer has overcome. Hallelujah. Now he says, use the word their world. This is the victory has overcome the world. Right? Right? Whosoever is born of God has overcome the world. The word world there is the word cosmos. 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 It's the word in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 where he says the God of this world. The God of this world, referring to the devil. He says he calls Satan the God of this world. The prince of this world. Did you see that? Paul also referred to the devil or Satan as what? The prince of the power of the air. Did you see that? Then called the prince of this world, their cosmos, has blinded the mind of them that believe not. If you put that side by side, Ephesians 2:2, you see it's the same thing he's talking about there. Hallelujah. Satan has control over the man that is not born again. Amen. So he calls it the God of this world. Cosmos is used for activities also. K-O-S-M-O-S. Cosmos is used for activity. Activity. So he says, Satan is the God of this world, referring to activities where Satan presides. He's not saying Satan is the king of everybody in the world. He says Satan is, and he was referring to a specific activity, and he says Satan is the God of those activities. Okay, follow me. Amen? Amen? You know, if you don't say Satan is the God of this world, everybody, Satan is your king. That will not be right. Right? That's why I say you must read words in their world. So, cosmos is used for activity. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. So, quickly. So, since it is activities, we've seen that it's activities and we are already victorious. Why are we victorious? Because Satan has dealt with the devil. Hallelujah. I mean, Jesus has dealt with the devil. Not Satan. Permit me. Jesus has dealt with the devil. Hallelujah. So therefore, we are not fighting with the devil because Jesus has dealt with him. Our fight is not with the devil. No. I used to say it like this years back. You know, this is a teaching I've taught years back. One of you can remember. I used to say it like this years back. I would say it like this. I would say, we come into the battle already victorious. Amen? We just proclaim our victory and know who I am.
They're not even back, you know. But ask somebody who's back.
Amen. Amen. But we're already victorious. So that's why we're not fighting the devil. No. Jesus has dealt with the devil for us. In Hebrews 2 verse 4, 14. Hebrews 2, 14 quickly. Let's see Hebrews 2, 14. Quickly. Go there. See. Hebrews 2 verse 14.
No.
Okay, Hebrews 2:14. Okay, Hebrews 2:14. Are you there?
Or you navigate through your own even path, navigate through your own and let us see. Are you guys here together?
Okay, Hebrews 2:14. It says, "For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same," talking about Jesus' incarnation, right? Right? His incarnation, "that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death, that is who? The devil." Did you see that? Can you see that? So, who has been destroyed? Who has been destroyed? Hallelujah. Colossians 2 verse 8. Colossians 2 verse 8. I want you to see all this together. Colossians 2 verse 8. Amen. It says, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and deceit." Okay, no. Can you hear me? Verse 15. Colossians 2:15. It says, "And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." So, Jesus has dealt with the devil. The devil is not a problem to the believer. Hallelujah. Okay, you hear me? Satan is not a problem to the believer. Amen. Amen. We have authority. We have authority. Hallelujah. And I usually say this to us. I say Satan respects authority. Satan respects authority. We have authority already. Glory to God. So we have authority. Hallelujah. So we are not in confrontation with the devil. No. We have authority over the world. Already. Already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have authority already. So let's go for our AB. Look at us. But what do we fight then after? What do we fight against? This is not the devil himself. Because we already have victory over him. Hallelujah. Look at something. Look at what Paul will say. Look at what Paul will say. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11. Look at what Paul said. It says, "Lest Satan should get take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Listen that. We are not ignorant of his devices. But you know what devices there? He's talking about his schemes. His schemes. We are not ignorant of his devices. In Ephesians 6, what we read earlier, look at what he says in verse 6. Verses 11. Say, "Put on the armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil." The cause of the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The wiles of the devil. Now that is deceitfulness. That's the word used in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12. That is the word methodia. Methodia. Ephesians 4. Yes, that you've seen it. Ephesians 4. Verses 14 rather, Ephesians 4:13. Said that we be no more children tossed to and fro, but carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, in cunning crafting away by the lie in wait to deceive. That's the word of lie in wait to deceive. So it's a word for deceive. Amen. Lie in wait. That's the word in the Greek for way, for the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. The wiles of the devil. So it's deceit. So Paul will say we are not ignorant of his devices, his schemes. Amen. His lies. His modus operandi. Amen. And what is his modus operandi? He walks through men. Amen. We understand. We are not ignorant of his devices. Glory to God. So he said, we'll fight.
Do this thing.
Hope I follow you. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get to fight, you must have this mindset. Also, sorry, I put it this way. So the fight is a fight. We go into victory already. We're already victorious in Christ. Hallelujah. So we began saying that in understanding what the fight is about, you must know first of all who you are.
Who are you?
And in answering the question of who are you, we say you must answer the question, what is your faith about?
That is where we started from. What is your faith about? Contending for the faith.
What is your faith about? And last week we saw that our faith is about what God sacks in all the earth. And also our faith is also something where I have not broken down to us yet for a reason. The word faith. In faith, what faith is used for activities, but I'm not talking to you today. Amen. Amen? Is this for a lifestyle?
It's a big word in your room. Let me go back to this word. It's a big word in your room.
Amen. So faith is an activity, first of all. And then also, okay, faith is used for salvation, is used for activities, is used for our lifestyle. But we're narrowing it down to what we've been looking at in the past few weeks today. Amen.
So we say, what is our faith about? And we say, the believer, first of all, the faith of the believer, first of all, is about God's work, God's task in all the earth.
Right? I would say, God in God's task, God carries it out in the earth through us. So we are God's medium to carrying out his task in all the earth. Hope you're following me. We are God's medium to carrying out his task in all the earth. So, amen. What is God's plan in all the earth?
Short and quick. Is God? 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. That all men saved, live saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth. All men be saved. Salvation.
Right? Hallelujah. Amen. That is just a shorthand for all what I've been teaching us in the past few weeks. Shorthand. All men saved. So, I would say in that God's plan, who is man? Who is the man born again? We said the man born again is what? Is a priest. Was that what we said? Abad. Right? Abad. Shama. Is to dress and keep God's presence. Is that it? Is that it? Okay. Hope you understood all that. Hope you understood all that. Amen. Glory to God. So, God carries out this plan through us in the world, that all men be saved. So we said, when men are saved, what happens? They are delivered from the kingdom of darkness, right? Is that what we said? Delivered from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his son. So that will make you understand and see why Moses will use the word kabash in Genesis 1 verses 28. He used the word kabash to subdue, because it's a kingdom narrative. The kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. It's a kingdom word. Kabash. Overcome. This is that? Hallelujah. The kingdom narrative. So he says kabash. Or he uses the word to subdue. So we said, we are God's tool in reaching the unreached. Right? Are we God's tool? We are God's tool in reaching the unreached. So in the preaching of the gospel,
We are in a fight. In the preaching of the gospel, we are in a fight.
The unbelieving heart is saved. Hallelujah. The unbelieving heart must be saved. So therefore, how is it a fight?
How do you use a fight?
That man who is not born again is in the kingdom of darkness. Right? It's an unbelieving heart. It's a stiffness heart. Right? Unbelieving, that stiffness. So what do you see as a fight? Is that Goliath? Right? So I am engaging in warfare to ensure that this one is saved. So I see Goliath there. Hallelujah. Amen. I see Jericho there. A wall that must come down for the gospel to prevail over that life. What are you following me? So you see that Goliath is no longer in Gath, is not in Gath. Hope you are following me. Jericho is no longer a place, it's now in the heart. So I must see it like that.
So, therefore, going out for evangelism is no longer, you no longer see that they say, well, that speech, that I know I have good oratory. I can just go and just grab the person. Romans chapter 1 is the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Jesus died and rose on the Sunday. He loves you.
No. No. You know, some people are that way. They say, is this evangelism? We can do it all.
No!
It's a warfare. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The mindset is all Mount Luku be saved. Isn't that?
Everyone in Mount Luku must be saved.
So how would that happen? I must not see it. I just carry my Bible and talking it. No! Amen! Amen! It's a warfare. Therefore, I must know how to fight. Glory to God.
Fought!
I must know how to what? Fight. If you know it's a warfare, you will not be, listen, if you know it's a warfare, you will not be watching us now give 10 minutes to evangelism time.
Okay, follow me.
Permit me to ask that, but that's the truth.
Amen? Because Asna is a shadow. No, it's not, it can't be used as a shadow because it's still Zachary gone.
Hallelujah!
Amen! But you must see this from this sky. I didn't say any word apart from that. You know, sometimes,
these are those who are sitting and the ones thinking for it, but we are not moved.
Amen.
Amen.
You understand what I've said? Erase it from your mind. Continue. But don't watch an Arsenal game before going for evangelism.
Yeah, you,
how can you say evangelism is a fight? Hey, I'm watching Arsenal.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you can be drunk with the Spirit.
Amen. You can be drunk in the Spirit.
So someone said, Pastor, you're supposed to t-shirt their clothes. I said, no. We are drunk in the Spirit. There's chesty in the natural and there's chesty in the Spirit. You want to argue with it on your phone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where were we? But it's a fight. Hope you understand what I'm saying. Amen. Amen. Just like you can't be watching Telemundo. And so many. You're just on Telemundo by 10:30 a.m. You're carrying your Bible. Why even the evangelism? How can you do that? How can you even do that? It's a fight you must see first.
So what is the fight about? Men, I'm coming with the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Men are going to be taken from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's a mindset I must have. It's a warfare mindset.
Glory to God. I love what a dear brother, a fellow pastor, a wonderful brother, an apostle. he wrote a book and he called it and he titled it, This is War.
It's war. Amen. It's war. I have to approach evangelism. It's war.
War! Glory to God. Hear that? Amen. It's war.
That was what you have to fight that war. When Moses was in Egypt, he was fighting war. You know God war. Oh, you thought Moses just got to Egypt and just carried the staff. Put it on the floor! He's back.
No way. We'll get to look at Moses shortly. You think his staff will start to sleep?
That was a fight of God. And in all of it, God is victorious. I don't mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus will say this, he says,
you are trying to insult me, but we can give them a life and put them in jail. He told my friend, he said, how many of you going to a strong man's house and will not tell the poor buy a strong man?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Don't worry, we'll open some of these things during CRC. There are a lot of things we'll look at during CRC. Hallelujah. We have to see the world in another perspective. We need to see this world in another perspective.
Glory to God.
You have to. It's war. Hallelujah. Amen. All there is not all that. All you see is not all that there is. There's more to life than what you can see.
I used to love a song when you sing it back. Don't you know the spirit, the physical, he's ruled by the spiritual.
Yeah?
I see how that song, I know some of you that sang that song.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, look at what Jesus says to us. So, I don't mean, so Goliath is now in their hearts. Jericho is in their hearts. Syria is in their hearts. Amen. Therefore,
in the preaching of the gospel, we are exercising our believer's authority.
In the preaching of the gospel, we are exercising our believer's authority. In Luke 10, verse 17, they came back from evangelism and they were happy that demons were subject to them. And Jesus said to them, that I give you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions
and over all the works of the enemy. The works of the enemy, is that also schemes of the devil?
Right? Right? Aha. Uh-huh. And nothing shall by enemies. Also when it says snakes and scorpions, we say these are activities of men who are not saved. Was that what we said last week? Snakes and scorpions are not, you go and be matching scorpions on the road. No. It's referring to men. Hallelujah. So that means there are activities of the devil that will pay attention to, that are visible. Amen. Amen. In our work, the activities of men which are of the devil. The same way we have activities of the devil, we also have as believers, we have the activities of the believers. Hallelujah. We're coming there shortly. So we said as believers, who are we?
So we're sanctified. What else said? We are sanctified. We said we are washed.
1 Corinthians 6:11. Where are some of you?
We are washed. We are sanctified. Say you are glorified. Hallelujah. We are justified.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say I'm sanctified. I'm justified. I'm washed.
I'm glorified. Amen. God said we are spiritual. Hallelujah.
It therefore implies that the believers have a conduct. We have activities that are different from that which is of the world. We have activities that are different from that which is of the world.
Amen. Which is to play by the principles of rules. We don't play by the game that is in the world. No.
No. Hallelujah. We have Christian conduct. We have Christian conduct. We have believer conduct. Hallelujah. Amen. In John 15, verse 19. John 15, verse 19. This is Jesus speaking. John 15, 19. He says, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of this world, but have chosen you out of this world, therefore the world hated you. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He says you are not of this world. Look at verse 14 of John 17. John 17, 14 says, I have given them thy word. And the world hated them because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. Did you see that? Do you see that? We are not of the world. So though we are in this world, we are not of the world. Hallelujah. We are not of the world. So when you use the word of the world there, it refers to activities. We are not of the world. We are in the world, we are not of the world. It's referring to activities of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So, though we are in the world, we do not glorify the activities of the world.
But we don't glorify that we are in the world.
God, that we do what? We overcome it. Did you see that?
Remember, Romans 12, verse 17. Do not be
overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Is that not it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, we overcome the activities of the world with God's word.
what is good. What is good? What is the thing that is good? What is proper?
Is that it? Good there is proper. So you don't overcome.
You don't get overcome with the world or with evil. So will the evil there be the world?
Will the evil there be the world? Is that the activities of the world? But rather you overcome the world with what? What is proper? So what is proper? The activities of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And what has he been talking about in Romans 12? Walk in the Spirit, brother the Lord. So that is what is proper. Walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's how you overcome the activities of the world. Remember, if you have joined us from the beginning, which is not today, from the beginning of this session, this is section 8, we said most times, several times, people, believers, do not know how to differentiate between the activities of God from the activities of the devil. Many a time, people, we said, even if sometimes what we call the normal course of life can actually be an activity that is of the world. And it is just normal to you, but it is of the world. Hallelujah. Many times people don't know how to do what they don't know how to discern it. And we say, how would you discern? First of all, understand the fact. What is your faith about? Who are you? When you understand that, you will be able to discern. Hallelujah. Amen. So you overcome evil with what is proper.
So what is proper is the activities of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. That's what we said. If you read from verse 12.
Let what I need of continue. So let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Many a times, let's look at some of these things. I want to round up now. Many a times, the activities of the world have what we call the popular opinion. Many times, the activities that are of the world have the popular opinion. Popular opinion in the world. Many times, people approve things to be right because it has popular opinion. Ah, everybody is reading, so it is right. But from the believer, this is not always so. As a believer, what has popular opinion many a time are not always, is not always so. You don't follow popular opinion. What do you follow as a believer? You follow God's word. You follow the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You follow God's word. For example, everyone, look at Numbers 14. Everybody had one voice against Moses. Everybody, except Moses, Caleb, and Joshua. Three people. Everybody said, no, we cannot defeat those that were in Canaan. They said, we cannot. Ah. In fact, they said they were grasshoppers. See, remember, they called themselves, say, we are grasshoppers before them. You know, that is demeaning. You demean. They say, we. He said they have the sons of Anak there. Those are giants. He said, we are like grasshoppers. These are people that God says, I will deal with you. This is that. God calls them my people. God called them Israel. It's my first son. It's my firstborn. God called them his firstborn. And yet they said they are like grasshoppers. You know what they are saying? They are saying God is like grasshopper. That's what they are saying. Look at Numbers 14. Because God is their God. Look at Numbers 14. Look at verse 5. It says, and all the congregation, when they heard it, all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. Imagine 3 million people together. Together they are crying. In fact, this is how it is that everybody came out of their tent. Father, mother, children. Father, mother, children. One, two, go. I call it that. Hey! Kill money! You know, it's just like saying, we want human rights and justice. That's what they were saying. Aluja, continua, victory and setback. That's what they were doing. Everybody were crying. Cry, oh, they were crying. Hey, imagine you're Moses. Imagine you're Moses. You know, this guy might say, hey, even you, you will come. You say, okay, you know what, we're not going again, right? But Moses didn't. Hallelujah. Moses didn't. So many times, people have meanness. The problem is that we all want to go for popular opinion. Popular opinion. Enter! Everybody! That is the move. Somebody even said that is the move of God's spirit. Seriously. Somebody said it's the move of that God is moving in our generation. How? Enter. God is moving. Continue.
If I did not say, pastors and churches should allow people come to church and carry placards.
You are suffering preaching, you are able to bring up your, not your Bible, put your Bible on side. Bring out your placards. Let's show the world that we also saying enter. They said, pastor should do it.
And I commented. I said, no, it's not the place of pastors.
I wrote on my wall, it's not the place of pastors. The local church is not the place where you come to carry placards. What nonsense is that?
Amen.
As you see, I said, I'm not going to discuss this in my church because no member of mine will be found in Lekki toll gate. I don't need to pray about it.
There are things I cannot pray about. Charles, you know, I will pray my members. Now they will not shoot them.
No.
There are some things you don't do.
Hallelujah.
Say it's human rights. No, you don't do it in the church. You don't do it outside.
No, no, no.
When you begin to, the moment I knew that this was going to cause a mayhem was when people began to insult Father.
So that's okay. Wait it.
Somebody that can warn you, wait it. Continue.
I know that it was going to lead to a downfall.
I heard it. And somebody said, called me a fake pastor. I said, it today.
If you pay me, maybe I just had a church yesterday.
That was fake pastor. Come to Father.
I have received different stroke of different soup.
So if you come in fake pastor, I say, I did today.
You know, somebody told me yesterday, when I put, I voted.
I voted. I first said, Robbie, you voted this person. If you didn't vote this person, I will review my friendship with you. I said, no problem.
Before you review the friendship, for you to have that guts to come to my wall, you don't know who I'm voting. But when you have that guts come to my wall, before you review the friendship, I will review you.
Come on, let's see if I will suffer because of you. Don't say nonsense. Those things you don't do.
Amen. Amen. Popular opinion. So they were all crying. The Bible says there were more than 3 million people at that point. Everybody, I know they were not even like, this is
Kesa Lapere. This is the cafe.
No, they were not as big as everybody.
Amen. They were just like IDP camp. They were inside with an IDP camp. We don't live together.
Amen.
Everybody just come out and cry.
Imagine father is crying, wife is crying, children are crying, grandfather is crying. Amen. Amen. But that was what happened. Look at verses 9. Look at what Moses said. Moses was trying to talk to them. They only rebel not against the Lord. Let us fear him. Give people of the land for their bread for us. That's all they said. These people are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. They wrought it with us. Fear them not. Verse 10. And the congregation baked stones.
You remember, you are saying, God is with us. They are bread for us. And all of them carry stones.
See how they cry.
Carry stones and they will stone your head.
That was what they did to Moses. Did you see where those things lead to?
So don't talk to them.
Your father,
will he?
Nonsense. Amen. Amen. So look at that. I'm coming to that Sorosoke.
Will he?
Somebody did one to me some few days ago.
Amen. I'm coming.
Amen. So they didn't know about against Moses. And what did the Bible call it? Do not rebel. They were speaking with one voice, right? But yet, the Bible says it is a rebellion. I know there are people that said majority, how did they even put that thing? God is in the majority. Abi?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not always like that.
Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. So, very vital.
God calls it rebellion. People with one voice shouting, is that right? You are citizens.
Rebellion.
Especially when it's against the church. See, watch it. I heard this on Pastor Sheldon and I want to say, many times when there are issues in the world, don't always think Satan sits on the fence. It's actually a fight like that. Actually targeted towards the church. It's because many times people don't get to see it well. Hallelujah. It's targeted towards the church. We're going to get there shortly. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes people have already gotten, but they say, this is against the church. Let me come back. But it's already too late. Amen. So that is why you don't quickly rush into things that you have to observe. I'm not saying people shouldn't fight for what is cause, what is just cause. Inside was a just cause. When it started, it was a just cause. Police brutality was becoming something else in the country. It was a just cause. But you know what? Whatever thing you're doing that has no control will go out of proportion. That's what just happened. Amen. I'm not talking inside today. Amen. So, many times, for believers, people believe when something gets trendy, that is the hand of God. A lot of times people think so. That when something is trendy, it has to do with God's hand is there. No, it's not always there. Hallelujah. It's not always like that. So, I put it this way, for believers, when some things get trendy, a believer mustn't be too quick to accept. Just quick, you have accepted. No. Hallelujah. Don't be too fast to adapt to trend. Sometimes, not just trend, to adapt to even fashion. Amen? That's just thinking of how they're going to make palazzo look. You are already wearing palazzo. It even allows land. I'm not saying palazzo is not of God. I'm just using something that I know. I know palazzo. Amen. Glory to God. Just fashion. Imagine. Okay. It's no longer trendy. But imagine something is trendy like Mohawk. That period Mohawk was trendy. And the first day he started training, pastor is wearing it. Pastor Mohawk. Do you understand? It doesn't make sense. I hope you're following me. There are some things that can be trendy. There are some things that you can like. But for the sake of the fact that you're born again, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Amen. So you watch things that are trendy. Don't be too fast to accept. Because the way of the people is not the way of God. Rather, God's way is God's way. God's way has nothing to do with the people. They said the way of the people is the way of God. No. God's way is God's way. Amen. Regardless of the acceptance by men or not. Men accept it or not, God's way is God's way. Amen. So don't say the way of the people is the way of God. No. God's way is God's way. So that's why we must be careful. Also careful of media. Media. You know, today, I want to say this. Inasmuch as media is what we use to propagating the gospel, media has been of tremendous help to our world in reaching people and talking about the gospel. Also, do not forget that Satan too is in the media. Do not forget that Satan is in the media. Satan is in the media. So, be careful of how you use the media. Some people, everything about their life is on social media. I'm brushing now. Sweetie, I'm brushing up. I opened Twitter when Twitter first came out. That was around 2012 or 20. Around that period. But I didn't use it. Why didn't I like it? Because people just come there and talk nonsense. That's it. On my way to London. And everybody, the whole world is reading it on his way to London. Some people, I don't need to know anything. You don't need to tell me about your life. I go on your social media handle and I see your life. You're approaching airport. On my way, next flight to Abuja.
I see that the land. Now in Abuja, heading for Gwarimpa. We already know your life. Your life is there. Eating pizza in Dominion at Kuba Junction. Bah. Now snap the pizza. We know your life. I will be taking my next MBA by September. We know your life. Oh, going for evangelism by 2 p.m. today. We know your life. You know it's not easy. I mean, it's not hard again. You make things easy for the devil. Amen? Satan will not need to do anything hard again. At all. Is there? A friend of mine, the father told us something one day. He said, the way you people, their Facebook just came and said, and we're all rushing. I remember my first Facebook account. I've been looking for it since then, since that. I can't find it. Well, Facebook account. It's just your face that will show. You can't have your cookie. They just say, that's how Facebook started. Just your face. Just your face. So, the man just called us. Me and his son. So he said, see, if Satan was to have a register, that Satan just bring out a register and say, people should come and register their name. Mother Satan's Academy, will you register? I say, no. I said, how do you think this Facebook thing is not Satan's register? You understand? But looking at this again, I'm not saying Facebook is federal register, but I told them something. Because for me to tell me, I'm not saying that. But you should mind the way you use it. Because Satan also is in the media. Amen? Amen? You are pregnant. Before the doctor even confirm you pregnant, the whole world is knowing already. Amen? Amen? The whole world knows. Every day. Day one of pregnancy. Pew. How does the tummy look on me? Pew. Somebody say, I have silver through. Why would you have silver? Say they are following me for my village. No! You are the one following yourself. You did not know. Nonsense. Amen? Amen? There was someone like that recently. I saw someone recently and I wanted to know. How many children is there? I don't know. They went to his place. I saw the children. All their pictures. I said, hey, have you met before? This was yesterday. Family activity is online. I remember when Muna she was born, somebody took a picture. That day, I was like, hey! People are not uploaded. Calm down, amen. You know that you're afraid of anything, no. But come on, just be careful of media. Amen. You don't let too much information about you out on the media. Go with your girl. Be wise. Amen. So you mind how you use the media. Mind it. Hallelujah.
You know, you can just a normal activity, but it's not normal.
Remember, I told you that Satan gets to know things about you from unbelievers. Also, too, from other believers who don't keep their mouth shut. Mind that. Satan knows things about you. Because you alone, Satan can't know anything about you. Satan is omnipresent. When Jesus was in Egypt, Satan was not in Egypt. And when Mary was so carried, watch Mary. When Mary was carrying Jesus in her womb, Mary was not going anywhere saying, I'm carrying the Savior. I'm carrying the Savior.
Don't talk to me anyhow.
Hear me this today. Nigerian ladies. I'm carrying the Savior. I'm
Jesus' mother.
Yeah, the salvation thing. The Savior is in my womb. Yes. No, come on. Mary, the Bible says Mary hid it in her heart. So, keeping things in your heart that are vital to you is virtue. Learn to be bizarre. I know your body is doing you to let the whole world know, but be bizarre. What the whole world should know is about Jesus, not about you. Amen. Be bizarre. Go to God. Amen. Amen. Also, the media also. Talking about the media. You know today in the media, men now glorify dishonor and call it speaking your mind. Sorosuke. You are speaking your mind. You are now working. You no longer hear dishonor. The same way now the people don't call prostitution. It's now hip-hop.
It's no longer prostitution. Say, are you a prostitute? Say, no, I just do hookah. People are not proud of me, they're not doing hookah. Cannot wait. So nowadays, I'm careful of using the word hookup if I'm talking to my friend. I say, can I hook up? They say, no, no, no. So can I link up with you? Because the word hookup has been bastardized.
Amen.
Amen. Just fault it. Amen. So today, people walk in dishonor so much, and they call it speaking your mind. Sorosoki. Sorosoki weary. Somebody that can burn you is weary. There's something wrong. Hallelujah. Now people don't speak anyhow to ministers online. They don't slide into their DM. Stop. Now write nonsense. A minister of God that you see on the outside, you can, they did not even burn your father well to talk to you. But you now slide to their DM and write nonsense. Say, I'm just speaking my mind. I'm not an advocate. Of saying the truth. They're not well. Somebody wrote something. A cloth, and then they wrote something and said, we only left the church, we've not left God. You only left the church. Let me tell you, you've left both God, you left your salvation, you left your faith, you have gone! We didn't leave God. God will be found in the church. You don't know. See. When Moses told them, when Moses told them, when you go into the temple, you find God. You think Moses was stupid. You find God in the local church. Even me. How do you know it's in you? Because I know where did you know. It's in the church that you were told. So that means he was in the church to tell you that you knew. So he said you only left the church, we didn't leave God. Nonsense. Amen. So on social media, people don't say their mind, but it's dishonor. Amen. So you must be careful. You know, it can be that subtle. I'm just airing my view. No, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. That's stupidity. Amen. Amen. You talk to elders now. Sometimes not even ministers, but elders anyhow. You show you don't have culture. You know where manner and where train from home. In fact, nowadays if you are a member of it, you are not well-mannered and trained in your local church. Don't say nonsense online. Even your elders. There are people who confront me on my Christian posts that are my elders that I don't talk back to. What do I reply them? Sorry, sir. You are wrong. You know, you can actually air your mind, air your view without being disrespectful. Amen? Amen? Now, you are talking to an elder, it says, Soros, okay, Joe. No. Amen. Amen. Dishonor is dishonor. No matter the name you pay to, dishonor is dishonor. Amen. I remember just this week, someone who knows my standpoint about doctrine, a bit, because we've had some talk about it, and then about tithes and some things. So, he was in an argument with some other people. I wanted my buying. Now, me, I don't stay where people argue me. If you know me, I don't stay there. I don't. So, the guy now wanted my buying as pastor. He now looked and now called another minister of God. That will not agree. Everything we don't agree that our doctrine is not the same. A well-known, respected minister that can give birth to my own father. Now said, that minister of God is fake. He will use some foul words. Say, fake man of God. Any pastor that does this, says this and this about time is fake. He's Satan's agent. He now used a very bad foul word. When I said he's a bastard. And I looked at him. I called him his name. I called him by his name. I said, for what you said, you are very stupid. Very kind, I said you're very stupid. Because when he said that, he now said, Pastor, what would you say? I said you're very stupid. Because he wanted me to now say, good boy, you've done well. I said you're very stupid. I don't play to the gallery. I said you're very stupid. And I'm going to put it online. You don't play. I said, I told you, I don't play to the gallery. But what you said, never come close to me as regards XYZ.
And if not for the fact that we are doing this thing we are doing together, I will communicate with you. I'm sure. I'm not betting it. This number is not safe on my phone. I'm not betting it when it comes to things like that. Oh, it's because you know we don't agree. So you don't want to, you want me to play to the gallery. You are a demon. Hallelujah. I said, don't you know that this man, even if I don't respect him for anything, I respect him that he's a minister. When he started ministry, I was not born. When he started ministry, I guess my father was still selling palm kernel. When he started ministry, how old am I? He's my elder. Ah! You don't want me to live long. I will now follow you to dance to the gallery. No, I don't dance to the gallery. Amen. You don't dance to the gallery. No, to go while you're elder. You don't talk to elders anyhow. It's because you don't have home training. You talk to your father too anyhow. That's why you see when I go back and your father and talk to them anyhow. No, be respectful. I'm teaching you today. Be respectful. Let them know you in your house to be very respectful. Amen. Never talk back at your mom. Never talk back at your dad. Because you will take it outside and they will tag you a disrespectful child. Let me tell you one thing. Me as a person, I don't grumble. Me. My father talks to me right from childhood. I don't grumble. Yeah. You know, but you know my father is a soldier. You will see the slap that will mentally, that you will fall. I mean, let me borrow someone's word. You will have colossus. Amen. I was trained not to grumble. So it has now, I'm not my culture. You can't see me doing. I can't do it. Amen. I can't do it. Don't do it. See, be respectful to a fault. Okay, to a fault. See today, I want to shock you. In my house, our best food. My house, my family, our best food is food. If I catch my mother pounding fufu at home, I pound. Me, pastor. Yes. I pound. Those of you were on base. I pushed truck, trolley. I was walking up, I was pushing trolley. Be respectful to a fault. Who may you be? Yes, sir. How can you be standing at home, your mother is sweeping the ground? Imagine I will slap you. Your mother, somebody says, no, she's sleeping. What are you doing? I'm playing with the Holy Ghost. Okay. Hallelujah. Because it is when you are not respectful at home, you will go outside and you will be disrespectful to your mother. Because you don't regard the one you have at home. Amen. Watch it. Amen. Watch it. Tell your neighbor, watch it. Tell your neighbor, watch it. Be respectful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, social media. So, dishonor. Look at Numbers 12. Miriam and Aaron went to social media. You don't know? They went to social media. We want to sort of soak. Ah, I want to see our mind. We will scatter anything. One leg in, one leg out. Shine your star. We must see it. You don't know the word of social media? Ah, number 12. Look at it. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. Where? Facebook. You did not see it. There's something wrong with your eyes. Look at it again. They spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman which he married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. So because he's married a foreigner, they went on social media. Ah! Pastor, trending news. Take it to Jeep Lover. You put it on Instablog and Instagram. Say, Pastor, where is an Ethiopian woman? Foreigner. Now, wow. All the members of church will never finish. Or all the members of church don't finish. You don't know where somebody for us. Pastor, to get sharp eyes. That was what they were doing. Went on social media. They didn't see the fine wife when Pastor married. Ah! Pastor. Did you see? No, but they did. Wanted to stay their mind. No.
Hallelujah. No. You know what happened to them? When God passed the verdict, Miriam had leprosy. So you can see, in church, in Christianity, we are not taught to see our mind. We are taught to speak God's word. Hallelujah. We are taught to speak God's word. So God doesn't change his standard because of your generation. No. God's standard is God's standard. He doesn't change his standard because of your generation. It's your generation that will adjust itself to God's standard. Amen.
Say, God doesn't change his standard because of any man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take note, the devil is on the media. Though we use it to push the gospel, therefore he's on the media. Therefore, I must be circumspect. I must be wise. I must be wise. I must be wise. Look at the activities that are in the world. Young people now go into drugs, and it's now normal. People say, no, I don't do drugs. I only inhale fuel. You are doing drugs. Amen. I know one time of a friend of mine. She was a navigator. Then we went to school. They went to a state. I mean, they went to somewhere in Kogi, and they met. She snapped some of those pictures of a young boy who inhaled soccer weed to get high. I told her, what did you people do? So we started doing therapy. I said, it's not therapy. Never. Soccer weed. Amen. Soccer weed. You know what is soccer weed? Where scripture go to? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That is a demon. So, you must know. You must be circumspect. Circumspect, you must be wise. You must be wise. You must redeem the time. Amen. Look at Ephesians. You must redeem the time. Because the days are evil. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The days are evil. Ephesians 5:16, it says, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So you must be careful. Walking as wise. You must be wise. You must be wise. You know you are a child of God. You are sanctified. You are holy. You are washed in his blood. Hallelujah. So therefore, you must be wise. So no, these things are not holy. There is what is called godly character. Godly character. In Galatians, Paul writes about the workings of the flesh. Amen. You have these following passages, lies, adultery, fornication. Hallelujah. Drunkenness. They're all there.
Very good.
So you must watch the activities in the world. Watch the activities in the world. Sometimes it can just be normal. Normal. But I must be careful. Amen. Amen. So Paul tells Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. He says to him, fight the good fight of faith. And he was saying to him in respect to false doctrine also. Now remember, we've seen it from a fight as regards the normal activities of life. It will also be as against the gospel of the Lord. He says you should fight. Therefore, I must be careful of activities, right? I must be careful of messages that take my attention away from the simple devotion, consecration to God. I'll take that again. I must be careful of activities. I must be careful of messages or preachings that take my attention away from the simple devotion, consecration to God. I must also be careful of activities that takes my mind from the simplicity that is in the message of Christ that I've received. I must be careful of activities that take my mind away from it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be careful of them. Sometimes, some people, they are demon. It's not even what is happening in the social media. It's the social media itself. You wake up in the morning. You didn't even pray. As you're opening your eyes, you're carrying your phone. You're opening WhatsApp. There's something doing it.
You just get WhatsApp. And what are you doing? You are checking status. By 5 a.m., you are checking status.
No. It's a wrong activity you are engaged in. That was time to pray. Hallelujah.
In fact, what I do is that my phone, if you call me in the early morning, on the 6th, my internet reach me. Actually, deactivate it. It's not on silent mode, but I deactivate it for receiving calls. Once it's 10 p.m., the 6th, you can't reach me.
Amen. The same thing, every other thing is on hold.
Messages, WhatsApp, everything. When I put it on, by 6 or past 6, anytime I open it, all the messages will drop. But by 4 a.m. you are awake. You are checking status. Something is doing it.
Hallelujah. This is social media itself. So therefore, people stay more on social media than on God's word. Watch it. Than on God's word. Stay more on social media than on prayer. Your father drops his phone, or you drop or your phone, your mother's phone. You are always there. When they take your eyes away, you are there on their phone. Carrying the phone. Because your own is palata.
They no longer call it palata. They don't call it perere. Your own is perere. You drop it.
You don't know what perere, don't worry. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times.
That distraction is coming with your phone. Their phone is their devil.
There was a time last year that Facebook went down for a few hours. Somebody said she thought that the world had come to an end. So that's what happened to because Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram was shut down for a few hours. And I said I didn't even notice. I'm serious. So what did you do? So some people had heard that story. I said I did not even. Even so, it also happened this year. That Muslims are not dropping. I didn't even notice. Sometimes when you drop message for me in the morning, I see it maybe late in the afternoon. And I'll be the one to tell you, drop it, just chat me up. One day, a client responded to me and said, you that I will chat up, it will take you 6 hours to respond. I mean, their demon is their thing. Now, you don't need anything to deliver it. Just, you know some people, you don't have money. But even their phone break, money will come. What's happening? I'm into depression. What happened? My phone! I'll take you to discipleship class. Pastor, take note of anybody that does like that. Discipleship class.
You will make sure that phone is not
fixed. Amen! Glory to God! Many times it can be your friend. Listen to me. Many times your friend can be that distraction that is from the side is taking you away from the simplicity that is in the gospel you receive. Is your friend. Amen. Your friend. Some people is their friend. New friend. Watch it. The moment you stop doing those things that you are doing on a regular basis, watch those new things you've incorporated. Sometimes it can be friends. Many of times we usually don't pay attention to very vital details. And as believers, we should pay attention to vital details. Amen. You know you always pray at this time. You know you always pray 1 hour. But all of a sudden, you're no longer praying. You're not skipping your prayer times. You're not skipping. Today you pray, tomorrow you don't pray. Today you are no longer doing evangelism at some certain time. Watch what is taking that time. Many times, it's your friends. Maybe you just have new friends that you're not seeing at a certain hour, at a certain time. It's not taking your time for evangelism. Watch it, your friends. What it can be, new TV series. Yes, dilemma. You're not in dilemma on your own. Your life has entered dilemma. You have now moved to Rishante. Your life is in Rishante. Look at yourself. Amen. Some people, the moment they started Titan, this is not a Titan, they no longer pray again. The time you used to pray, you are watching people who are sleeping. Are you the angel of his presence? You're not doing, yes, that's what you are doing. People are sleeping in a live TV show, you are watching them sleep. I enjoy the way they sleep. A demon has taken over you. you are looking for something evil. Your mind is not right. Watch. Listen. Let me tell you the truth. No true believer, I'm saying, no believer who's thought right. No believer who's thought right. Prioritize those things. Yes, I know one of our own is there. Our member brother is there. Last week when I was up for a vision, I was told I go tell him 72 goals. I don't. But you know the funny thing? Ask Pastor Joy. What am I if I don't vote? Who is he helping? The team will wait. Adi? And I'm not even voting anybody. But you know the funny thing? You can't catch me sit down. She's here. Catch me sit down and watching big war. Not only big brother. Amen. I used to like it some years back, but all of a sudden I just lost interest in it. Because you can't have interest in such things now. In the night, you're waking up in the night to watch Big Brother. I put parental control on my own. Put password. So no visitor comes in and I want to visit the house. To watch Big Brother. It's not only Big Brother, it's more sister. Watch those things that take your attention. You're no longer praying again. No, you're no longer praying. It's wrong. Hallelujah. Sometimes TV shows, sometimes movies. Movies. The time you wanted to go and do evangelism is the time that they are doing premiere for Shantytown. You went to cinema. Instead of you to go and evangelize, watch it. Watch it. Yeah, watch it. So there's a new relationship. So what is a relationship? A new boyfriend, a new girlfriend. Oh yes. Watch it. Watch it. It can even be school activity. Is it school? Yes, school activity. It's not a joke. I'm telling you. They are subtle. They are in your everyday life. Can just be a relationship. New boyfriend. New girlfriend. You don't know. Then, sir, how can I let the relationship go? I have desired this kind of relationship. Yeah, please, tell somebody like your boss be orienting you. You are not okay here. Sir, this relationship, my heart is in it. Mm-mm. Your neck that should be in it. See, I'm not telling you what I've not done. I'm serious. I'm not telling your pastor's here, no. I'm not telling what I've not done. I quit the relationship because it was no longer favorable to me. Couldn't it? Because I'm not going to check it. We have to go out for it. It's not like I didn't like the person before then, but no. Some things, if not, maybe I might not be a pastor today. I'm telling you, as far back as 2011. Maybe I might not be a pastor today. I might not even be your pastor. Now, maybe I might be somewhere now, doing going from DJ club, doing a... Big ball, small dirty ball, you know. We have been doing all those, you know. Maybe I might be rapping. Maybe I might be the new Jay-Z in town. Yes. It doesn't mean I'll be poor. Amen. Like I told you, whether you are rich or poor, it's not the determinant of whether you are in Christ. No. Amen. But you know what? That would have taken me out of God's will. And many of us will not be sitting down here. And many people that will come to us for the gospel and will grow, we might never reach them. So that is why. Imagine I stayed with that toxic relationship. Many times you don't know what your inaction or what you are doing will cause you. Do you know? And you might never know. You might end up from me. Maybe I took that other route and I abandoned the beast. I will not be here. I only know these are the people I was supposed to reach. I wouldn't. At that time, I'm not sure I've known Pastor Kobi. Then around Kobi, will have still be eating only grass. And if we have my job, be eating my granola, in you. Amen? Maybe this one now. I don't know. Like you're making toy cars.
Maybe she'll have been watching an MTV video. Maybe she'll have been washing. There have been all these washing jobs around. But you see what? Now I know what my decision has done. We are here together. We are fellowshipping together. We are growing in God's word. We are reaching the nations. We are getting them saved. We are getting them filled. We are reaching the whole world. Hallelujah. Imagine I didn't take this decision. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't even know. Hallelujah. Let's quickly round this up. Amen. Amen. So, by the relationship that I see, by the movies, just take notes of those things that take your attention from evangelism, from meetings, from prayer, from studying, from going to church. Take all of those things that take your mind away from evangelism, from meetings, from prayer, from studying, from going to church. I wasn't really this knowledgeable in God's word when I was in the university. But you know what? I took some very funny decisions I won't take, ask anybody else to take. But several times, I could count the amount of times I missed it. I was not even in my room. I was doing work for me. But I won't do that. I won't advise you to do that today. You understand me? But you know what? Those are activities that I pride myself on. If I was to be the one to advise you to do those, I would tell you, fix your ministry time to be later in the evening when you are back from school. For me, I think there in the morning. The morning later, I sit in and sing God's word. Teaching, council. It's not a joke. Teaching God's word. Carry my Bible and say, I'm led to preach. I will go. Amen. Amen. But I would have done it better, right? Maybe you make sure activities don't stop me. I didn't go for bonfire in school. I never did. I didn't go for picnic. Isn't that? It's not that picnic is wrong, but I didn't. Picnic. When they are going for picnic in the night. I mean, during the daytime, they are doing bonfire in the night. They are doing award night and ceremony in the night. That night I pray. I have a group of people who go to pray. All those nights, we tell them, let's go and pray for these guys. They are in the world. They are doing this physical, they are doing on their guns. They are doing this physical. They are controlling things from the rest of the school. Amen. Take us through our activities and be very fervent in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 14, 25 to 27, Jesus says, whosoever will not love father or mother, Luke 14, 25 to 27. 25. He says, if any man come to me and hates not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, even of his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. When you say hate, they are told, hate does not mean hate in your world. Hate means you must, it's power which he's talking about. Priority, self-priority. Amen. Priority. Hate there is to love less. Amen. Hate there is love less. It's not hate. It's not your own life. So would you hate yourself? It means self-priority. You must put God's word ahead of even your own things you like. Amen. Amen. So you no longer say, I like this. No, I like God's word. Hallelujah. I like to pray. You say that often. I like to pray. I like to evangelize. I like God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. 27. He says, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Hallelujah. So nothing must be placed over discipleship. Never place anything above discipleship. Never place anything above God's task. Never place anything above your local church. Because your local church is God's task. I say it to you. Amen. Leaving the house today, Charles was playing ball. I have to leave it to come to church. In fact, I can't even measure it up. Amen. Even if they have to dash 1 million to watch, it's church. Hallelujah. My heart is in God's work. At the end, at last, we'll wear scores. Chelsea will win. I'm praying in my heart. Chelsea will win. Amen. Amen. But nothing must be placed over discipleship. Nothing must be placed over God's task. You must write it. That must be your priority. As we lead today. Nothing must be placed over discipleship. Nothing must be placed over God's task, which is evangelism. Nothing must be placed over the local church. Nothing must be placed over your pastor.
nothing.
Over your locator, over your pastor. Always. Always. And that will be what is proper over evil. That will be what is proper over evil. We'll close like this. Inefficiencies. Let's get back. These are sin tests. Hope you know that. Inefficiencies has driven us to all these other scriptures we've been reading. Ephesians 6. Verses 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, it says, stand therefore. Do you see that? Stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's what I've been teaching you all this. Amen. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18. Let's read 18 together. 1, 2, go into 19. 1, 2, go. In the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance, as supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, and I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Hallelujah. So, you know what it says? It says, above all, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And what does it say? It says, pray always.
Prayer.
Hallelujah. Prayer. That means prayer. Prayer is one constant we have in scriptures. Pray, it says, is it a praying sometimes? It's a praying always. Colossians 4. Colossians 4. Verse 2. It says, continue in prayer and watching with the same, and watching in the same with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 12, he calls a man, a pastor, a leader in church. He says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So prayer is a constant. Amen. Prayer is how we stay in God's will. Prayer is how we stay in line with God's will. God's will. Amen. You know, we said all this. Pray. Amen. Evangelism. Walking right, right? But how do you walk right? How do you do evangelism? Prayer. So prayer keeps you at the center of God's will. Amen. So that means, what should I, what activity should I be engaged on before I go out to evangelize? Prayer. Amen. Prayer. So prayer is how I exercise my believer's authority. Prayer is how I contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Prayer keeps me. Prayer keeps me. Keeps me in God's will. Prayer keeps my heart. See, it keeps my heart without evil. Keeps my heart pure. Prayer does. Prayer keeps me red hot. Hallelujah. Look at what we read in Romans 12. And I told you he's walking in the Spirit. Look at how Paul will put it. Romans 12. Verses 14. I'm going to read that out for you to see. Romans 12. Look at the top of verse 9, so that you see. In verse 12, brother, it says, let love be without dissimulation, above that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Is this working in the Spirit? Is this working in the Spirit? Yes. So be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one to another. Is that what we taught just now? Is that honor? Is that honor? That is honor, which is the opposite of this honor, right? Is that working in the Spirit? Yes. Then said, not slothful in business. Fervent where? In Spirit. How? Serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Sloth, rejoicing in hope. Patience in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. So prayer is how I stay working. So
prayer
is how I stay in God's will. Hallelujah. So the prayer is not Holy Ghost or your body, no. It says praying in the Spirit. Ephesians 6, praying in the Spirit.
So I'll pray more in the Spirit. I'll pray more in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I pray more in the Spirit.
What's praying in the Spirit? Praying in tongues.
I pray more in tongues. Hallelujah. That's how I stay in God's will. Hallelujah. Amen.
So how often do you pray in tongues?
Hallelujah. Now I'm asking you a question that you need to go home with. How often do you pray in tongues?
How often do you pray in the Spirit? In the last 1 or 2 weeks, how often do you pray?
We have chain prayer. We pray morning and night. How many times have you observed it? We have group prayer when we meet at the church to pray. How often do you observe it?
Prayer is that we contend.
Prayer is that we contend for our own. Prayer is that we contend for our own. Amen. A man you cannot pray for, a man you've not prayed for, is the man you cannot win. For a man you've prayed for,
the city you pray for, the street you have prayed for, is the street that you know you are going to get for Christ.
Hallelujah.
How are you hearing me? So we pray in the Spirit.
How about you just pray for Matthew Luke
in the Spirit? How about just pray for North Beach in the Spirit?
How about we pray for Lagos in the Spirit? How about we pray for Nigeria in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Pray for Africa in the Spirit.
We are getting to men. We are teaching men.
Hallelujah. We are walking in God's way. Hallelujah. A man who prays doesn't hate. A man who prays doesn't walk in this form. No. A man who genuinely prays. Praise. Because your prayer, you are the first recipient of it. Hallelujah. So I close like this. We have an instruction to pray.
We'll take up all this during the CRC. We have an instruction to pray all this.
A man who prays doesn't need God.
A man who prays doesn't need God.
So we exercise our authority in prayer. Prayer is how we contend. How we contend is through prayer. Prayer is how we contend. Prayer is what makes our discipleship effective. You've never prayed for a disciple. How are you discipling the person? Are you a school head teacher? No. You are God's tool in raising men. So therefore, you raise God's men in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So prayer is what makes our discipleship effective. Prayer is what makes us walk in the Spirit more effective. I pray. Say, I pray.
I pray.
I pray.
I pray.
Let's go on our feet. I pray. We pray. Let's go on our feet. Want to take on the next few minutes to pray.